Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, it's always a pleasure to welcome Geraldine Herbert of the Sunday Independent and lots more, but really all-knowing when it comes to motoring matters, to talk about some of the trends in relation to new car sales figures. So we've had the first quarter and we're looking at new registrations. We're looking at both cars, commercial vehicles, EVs, imports of second-hand cars and so on. What are the sort of top-line trends, first of all?
Well, I suppose February is always a key month because January, February, March, even though we have the split registration, people still traditionally buy a car at the beginning of the year, and the industry watches this really, really closely as to what's going to happen. Now, in terms of car sales, not really good news for the car market. It's down 15%. Overall, it's declined by 0.8%, so 1%. It's kind of just stagnant. I suppose the big news is what would happen with EVs. We saw EVs sales decline last year from the second half of the year right down to December. They came up in January. They're back up this year. So that's I suppose, the big news more than anything. Like, commercial vehicles are down, which would indicate a slowdown in small businesses investing. HGVs, though, are up overall. So kind of a mixed bag more than anything.
OK, let's drill into that a little bit. Because, you know, as a rule of thumb, you know, car sales are a barometer of the macro economy. And, you know, I've seen car sales, national annual car sales, slump in the crash to 57,000. You know, it mirrors people's disposable income and corporate benefit in kind disposable income. And to be honest with you, you know, we're looking at full employment, 2.8 million. We're looking at reduced interest rates. This is leaving aside all the sort of Trump stuff. And generally, I'm looking at a forecast of low inflation of maybe 1 or 2% and real growth of about 2.5% to 3%. Mm. So to see a 15% fall, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, it is an interesting one. Are people holding off because there's uncertainty? They don't want to go electric, but they're still worried maybe about buying a petrol or diesel car. You know, it isn't good. But I mean, I suppose overall car sales haven't been great. As you said, 2009, 2010, disaster, 11. They started to improve in 2016. And then, of course, we got Brexit. All of a sudden, then we had a situation where we had as many imports coming in as we had new car sales. And they've never really recovered. That was the beginning of the green shoots, but it never took hold because of Brexit. And ever since then, we've literally been chasing our tail when it comes to new car sales.
Is the Irish market an extension of the Ireland-UK market insofar as the continent is completely different, right-hand, left-hand drive? And so therefore, UK cars are really, you know, only disposable into Ireland.
Yeah, very much so. And that said, that dictates a lot. I mean, there are some cars, like we're big saloon buyers, which they're not in the rest of Europe. So some cars would only end up here and they wouldn't be in the UK as well. So there'd be a few changes like that. We'd be very strong. Toyota would be very strong here. They wouldn't necessarily be strong in the UK in as much. So there's a few differences like that. But the right-hand market makes a big difference. We're sort of bottom of the pile, okay. Ivan, when it comes to cars
so
in Europe.
So you're on your flatlining, but some worrying trends. So give us a breakdown then between petrol, diesel, hybrid and EVs.
Yeah, so this is the interesting one, I suppose. Petrol is making up about 28% of the new car sales now. The next then is hybrid. So hybrids have really overtaken diesel. That used to be, you know, I mean, it was for years, it was just diesel and petrol. Then they changed the motor tax in favour of diesel. Diesel went to 70%, petrol went to 30%. Sentiment has changed against diesel. And now diesel is only at 16.65%. That's about the lowest it's ever been. Electric is at, say, 15.5%, and plug-in hybrid is at 14%. So I suppose if you take electric, plug-in hybrid and hybrid, you know, there's about 60% of the market there that is not petrol and diesel.
OK, so just forgive my ignorance. Hybrid means which fuel? Is it diesel or petrol if it's hybrid?
Hybrid is petrol, basically.
Has to be petrol.
Yeah.
And plug-in.
And,
OK.
Now, not all plug-in. The ones that are doing best, the 23.76, are basically just regular petrol cars that have a hybrid engine. So they're more efficient than your average petrol. They're greener, but you don't have to make any lifestyle changes. And you can see that's what people like.
And just on that, petrol versus diesel, just leave the EVs to one side. I always bought a diesel car for two reasons. One, it's cheaper at the pump. You get a better mileage. But the resale value, in other words, a petrol car, a diesel car could be 7 years old and have a better, it holds its resale value. Am I completely wrong about that over the years?
No, it did. And there was always a core market for diesel. And if you go back to pre-2008, as I said, when they changed the motor tax, 30% was diesel drivers. They were your, you know, your long-term commuters, the people, the business sector, that's who bought it. And then we skewed all of that completely by changing the tax system in favour. And you had, like, literally old women who never drove anywhere buying diesel cars, and that was all mad.
Yeah.
So now I think that core market is still there, but it's much smaller. So if you're in line for a high mileage vehicle, most of those are still going for diesel. But again, that segment is a lot smaller.
Okay. Talk to me about secondhand car imports.
Yeah, used car imports have gone up. This is probably down to the fact that new car prices are quite high. So that just shows that, you know, people are not going for, and that's probably why new car sales are impacted as well. So people are opting for that. The largest share is coming from Japan. Used to be the UK, but Brexit changed that. So the about two thirds of the cars are coming in from Japan. They would tend to be hybrid. Petrol would also come in again.
But they're up.
Yeah, but they're up, yeah.
Is that because of they're cheaper?
Yeah,
okay.
You're getting better value.
Okay.
That's
now, commercial vehicles, what's the story in commercial? Because you have light vans, you have heavy goods, you know, and obviously the case of electrifying heavy goods, you'd need a massive battery for it. Like buses are only struggling to get through. What's the story on commercial vehicles?
Yeah, so light commercial vehicles fell 8% in February, but year to date, they're down about 13.5%. So as I said,
so much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
that shows a slowdown in small businesses investing. That's what you'd see there. Now, heavy goods vehicles declined in February, but overall they're okay. They're up 0.9%, so say 1%. And new bus and coach sales, this was an interesting one. They plummeted 62% in February and 33% basically year to date. So that's a significant downturn. Now, whether or not that's just, again, a reluctance to replace fleets, and why does the government need to do more there? I mean, are they waiting for electric? Whatever, that's quite significant.
Okay, let's talk brands and market share of brands. Like, this is a very competitive market across all, usages, petrol, diesel and EVs and hybrids. Who's winning, who's losing?
Toyota are winning there, and they have been for a long time. Now, the top kind of five are Toyota, Hyundai, Volkswagen, Skoda and Kia. And that's across all petrol, diesel, electric. So they're the top selling brands. In terms of electric brands, it's Kia, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Tesla and Nissan.
OK. And
interestingly, Tesla are still doing very well in Ireland, despite not doing well in Europe.
Now, for someone like Pat Kenny, who'd have to decide between a BMW and a Merc, how are they, the top of the range? Because they're not on that list. How's that going? BMW seem to be quite popular.
Yeah, but Audi would still be a strong contender.
Okay,
Mercedes would there. They'd be fighting that out in that premium sector. But in terms of like kind of brands, that mainstream brands, Toyota, Hyundai, Volkswagen would be, the lion's share there. And both Hyundai and Volkswagen would be doing very well in electric cars as well. As I said, Tesla are up. Tesla have been down, I think it's 40% in Europe. Across Europe, in the States, they're down as well. But in Ireland, nope, they're selling well.
OK, now let's talk about models then, in terms of, the kind of, we talk about property porn in terms of the supplements in the Sunday Independent and other places that do all that. What about car porn? Who's the new models, the most voluptuous, the latest style, the best technology, what's out there?
Ivan, we're fairly conservative when it comes to our cars. The Hyundai Tucson has been the number one for about the last 3 years. That's still there. The Toyota have two in the top five. They have the Yaris Cross, which is like a small little crossover. They have the RAV4, they have the Skoda Octavia and the Kia Sportage. Now, interestingly, the average price, I had a look at just in the average of those five, is about 37,000. So that's kind of the price point that people are spending on new cars. Whereas for electric cars, and this is an interesting one, it's 38,000. So they're that price premium is closing all the time between the two.
All right. Now, is the Irish performance mirrored by the EU performance? Is Ireland an outlier in terms of overall market performance, in terms of car population, in terms of top performing cars and EV growth? How does Ireland compare with the rest of the EU?
EV growth, we were sort of an outlier last year because we were down and the rest of Europe was okay. Now we're kind of catching up. In terms of the models, there would be a bit of variation, but I mean, it'd be fairly standard across Europe, to be honest, in terms of the breakdown. Diesel would be declining, petrol, hybrid would be doing very well, electric would be about 15%.
Now, someone in the SIMI, I was doing an event and there seemed to be a bit of an elephant in the room about Chinese imports, particularly BYD and this kind of thing. And a lot of dealerships have, moved in that direction. What's your assessment of the impact of cheap Chinese imports? Has it happened? This threat, has it become a reality?
Yeah, well, I think it's interesting. The EU obviously reacted to this by imposing tariffs on it. Now, the Chinese are smart and some of them have been able to absorb those costs, so they haven't passed them on to the consumer. They have also started selling hybrids, which are exempt from the tariffs. So, that they have many strategies. The thing about the Chinese brands, one thing about the EV cars is consumers have been much less brand loyal. So they're much more likely to swap. If they find something that, that suits their money, their budget, whatever, they're much more likely to offer it. So Chinese brands are doing well. They're predicted to make up.
Are they cheaper?
They're better value is what I'd say. You get more for your money. They're not that much cheaper, but you get a lot of spec in them. And that makes a big difference.
So the notion that you just get a Chinese car 10 grand cheaper is just not true.
That's not true. But the technology in them is very good. And that makes a big difference these days, Ivan. That's what people... gone are the days when people buy a car because it drives nice. They buy a car because their phone simulates easily and they can do all sorts of things. And that's what people are looking for.
Tell me, looking ahead to the 2035 combustion engine ban that Brussels is proposing.
Yeah, this looks like it's on shaky ground at the moment. The Germans have been trying to get the Germans have been arguing against this and trying to get the deadline extended. There's been a number of things.
They have a vital sector in this. They're the biggest car makers in Europe.
They have, and they got a concession saying that synthetic fuels would be agreed. Now, they're a very small part of the market at the moment, but they could play a bigger role in 10 years' time. Also, there were very tight emission targets coming into EU car companies supposedly next year. Now that's been watered down. They basically have 3 years to achieve those targets, not 1 year. So they're all breathing a sigh of relief about that. The problem at the moment is you've car makers who are split between those who have played the game, have all of their EV factories ready to roll, and they're buying into this. And then you've others who have been much slower. They're welcoming any sort of a delay. So the kind of Europe is a bit split at the moment about it. But it does look like it could be on shaky ground at the moment.
Yeah, because, you know, I know with CSRD and a number of directives, like at a stroke of a pen, things that were agreed to come in the 1st of January, they've, instead of 40,000 companies, is now 10,000 companies. They raised the threshold from 45 million turnover to 450 million turnover. Instead of 1,000 employees, it was 10,000 employees, all at a stroke of a pen. Just want to put some questions to you and points. If you're living in the country, these are textures, and travelling large distances, electric just dies. It doesn't work. Be honest. Hybrid is a joke. I don't know if that's true. Rob in Blanchard said, new cars are too dear. Used cars are a can of worms due to poor maintenance. Peter says, what percentage of car sales are on finance as it's too expensive? What's the answer to that?
Depends on the company. Somebody like Volkswagen, I think they sell up to 70% of their cars are on PCP or finance. Now, some brands would have lower, but PCP has become hugely popular for people because it allows them to change from a relatively old car to a new car without a huge outlay of finance.
Okay, no surprise diesel sales are down. You can't get them anymore. Many manufacturers are no longer listing them. John in Limerick says, Ivan, people aren't buying new cars as much because the cost of living has gone through the roof. People can't afford to trade in and buy new cars. And someone else says, look, basically that younger people, the younger demographic, just don't see, living in cities, don't see the need to buy a car at all. Is that a fair trend?
That's probably a factor as well, but I wouldn't see that as a factor in new car sales because young people don't buy new cars. I think the average age of a new car buyer in Ireland is about 55.
And their parents are sometimes caught to having to pay for a bank of mum and dad. Yes. Is bad enough. It's been an absolute delight, as always, and thank you for your texts as well. Geraldine Herbert of the Sunday Independent and lots more. Thank you for that. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.